Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Mike Heath. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mickey Klutz. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Norris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Marv Foley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fran Mullins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman scoops it up and throws to first, with Norris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Klutz reaches second base with a double. Armas goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman bunts towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Newman for the out. Klutz moves to third. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Klutz tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Norris fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley strikes out. Two outs. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullins throws towards first. Squires fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Squires. Henderson moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Foley and he is safe. Henderson steals third. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Henderson scores. Murphy goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Athletics. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Mike Proley now pitching. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Armas moves to second. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 0 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Squires for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Essien hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Proley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orlando Gonzalez now playing left field. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Proley covering, for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morrison. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Morrison steals second. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley strikes out. One out. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullins takes first base on ball 4. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it and throws to second for the out. Morrison moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Armas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Armas reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Klutz takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Armas tags and scores. One out. It's 6-0, Athletics. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Squires steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy who is chasing the ball. Baines reaches third base with a triple. Squires scores. It's 6-1, Athletics. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baines tags and scores. One out. It's 6-2, Athletics. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Norris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Borgman now catching. Rich Wortham now pitching. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-2 in the game. McKay strikes out. Borgman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McKay out. One out. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wortham fires to first and picks off Murphy. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Borgman for the out. One out. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mullins hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clutz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Clutz moves to second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Essien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Essien reaches second base with a double. Clutz scores. Newman moves to third. It's 7-2, Athletics. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerrero is walked intentionally. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-3 in the game. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Newman scores. Essien scores. Guerrero moves to third. McKay moves to second. It's 9-2, Athletics. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guerrero scores. McKay moves to third. It's 10-2, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murphy hits a pop-up towards third. Mullins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nardi Contreras now pitching. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morrison reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz misplays the ball. That's an error on Cruz. McKay scores. Gonzalez moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 11-2, Athletics. Mickey Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clutz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Squires moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Armas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Armas. Squires scores. It's 11-3, Athletics. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to third. Nordhagen moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Koontz now playing center field. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Newman strikes out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Guerrero hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mullins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Cruz reaches second base with a double. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cruz moves to third. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.